A Pakistani court convicted 5 U.S. citizens on terror charges yesterday and sentenced the men to 10 years in prison in a case that has highlighted concerns about Westerners traveling to Pakistan to contact al-Qaeda and other Islamist extremist groups. The Bishop of Faisalabad, Joseph Kutz, spoke with Tadeusz Czizlak of our Polish language section, who asked him about the extremist threat to the country and to the small but vibrant Christian minority there.
We need your prayers in a very special way now, as things become more difficult for us in Pakistan. Especially since the last few years, we see there's been an increasing intolerance. And as I'm sure many of you are aware, not only the church in Pakistan, but with the war in Afghanistan and the growth of Taliban, a very extremist Islamic group, very militant group. It's not just the Christians, but at the moment, I think even Pakistan is being threatened.
So what is the situation of Christians in Pakistan?
At the moment, they are not directly attacking the Christians. They are not directly against the Christians. They are against the government. They want a change, and they want to introduce the Islamic system. But if we do have the Islamic system in the way they want it, then this would definitely affect us in a very negative way. Because their idea of an Islamic state, the non-Muslims, we would be considered what the term, Islamic term that is used, it is called dhimmi, which means you are not really an equal citizen. You are only a protected citizen. And then we would have all the Islamic laws, which would affect us also negatively. And well, these are just some of the difficulties that would face us if they do come into power.